Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erev the 96, talking about the sign. It was taught in a Braisa on Erev the 96. Rabbi Akiva says, one might think that a person must put on tefillin on the Shabbos and on festival days, on the Yom Tovim, but the Torah therefore states, and it shall be a sign to you upon your arm. It should be a sign for you on your arm. The Braisa interprets the verse, on those days that need a sign, tefillin must be worn. The notes point out, on normal weekdays, Jews must affix a sign onto themselves to signal that they hold fast to the Torah of Hashem. Tefillin are that sign, Rashi points out. But excluded are those days which are themselves a sign. The notes point out regarding the Shabbos, the Torah explicitly states it's a sign between me, Hashem, and you, the Jewish people. Since Yom Tov is called a Shabbos, it's likewise considered a sign that Israel is the chosen people of Hashem. And also, it is evident then that Rabbi Kiva, the author of the Braisa, is talking to us about the idea of the sign, how we need a sign. But I want to go further with the idea of a sign. So the tefillin to us is a sign, is a remembrance, how we're binding ourselves to Hashem. We say, "V'erastech li l'olam," I will bind myself to you forever. "V'erastech li v'chesed v'emunah v'yadatas Hashem," we'll bind ourselves to Hashem with doing mitzvahs and doing chesed forever. The tefillin remind us when we wear them every day as males, we remind ourselves that we're binding ourselves to Hashem. But on Shabbos, we don't need to do that because Shabbos is already a sign between us and Hashem. And Yom Tov is already a sign between us and Hashem that we know we're binding ourselves to Hashem with doing His Torah, doing His mitzvahs, doing His chesed. But also in our lives, we should look out for the signs that Hashem sends to us, that He loves us, that He's involved in our world, that He's involved in our lives. It's very easy to see it if you look for it. That's the element of Hashgacha Pratis. When we look for the signs that Hashem shows us that He's intimately involved in our lives, the fact that every day the train comes at 7:12, but today when you were helping out extra with your kids and you needed to be 3 minutes late, Hashem sent the train to you at 7:15 when it never comes 7:15. Every time you send a check, you need to have X amount of money, and this time you needed an extra $30, and somehow Hashem sent it to you just this time, that extra $30. These are small examples of signs, how Hashem is always in our lives. We should always look out and realize Hashem is always in our lives. We just have to look out and see how that's possible. Hashem shows signs that He's intimately involved in our world. Just look at the nature that He set up and the weather that He set up. These are just pseudonyms for God's arms, for God's actions. Those are signs that we know Hashem is around. He always makes the sun come up. He always makes the sun go down. He takes care of the weather. He takes care of food for us. He takes care of everything in our lives. These are major signs that Hashem is involved, but there's also little things Hashem does to show us He's always involved. You know, I didn't think that I would ever want to come, but today I happened to go to the supermarket when I've been ordering from the supermarket for years, and somehow today I ran into Benny. I haven't seen Benny in 14 years. What is he doing here? Happens to be he came just here to this town for this 5 minutes to pick up something and run, and I got to see him because Hashem showed the sign that He wants me to realize He's intimately involved in our lives. So as we bind ourselves and talk about in the Gemara, the tefillin, every day reminding us of the sign that we're connected to Hashem, and on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we know Hashem is connected to us, we should also look out for the signs every day in small ways, the Hashgacha Pratis, that Hashem is involved in our life and every single aspect of it, every single day. Join us next time as we talk Erev in 97 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.